Law lawyer and Baylor alum David Willis and Baylor alum Parker Willis are ready to help if you or a loved one has been wrongfully injured in an auto accident, SUV rollover, industrial accident, 18-wheeler crash, or were seriously injured by a defective product or recalled drug. Call them for a confidential and free case consultation at 1-800-GOT-HURT or visit them at TexasTrialLawyer.com, principal office in Houston, Texas.
Welcome back to Sikkim 365 Radio. It's time for our weekly segment with Grayson Grundhafer of Sikkim365.com. Brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe, where customer service is their main focus, and Best in Metal Steel and Pipe for large or small projects, with two locations in Waco and Bryan. Family owned and operated since 1943.
All right, here we go. The 3 o'clock hour winding down quickly. Grayson Grundhafer, Sikkim365.com, all over this Byron Murphy II, what was going to happen, the commitment, and much more. And Grayson, how big of a pickup is he on the 2021 class?
Oh, absolutely huge. And, I mean, I think this gets reiterated a lot when you follow recruiting, and it's the fact that, you know, there aren't a lot of 6'1", 300-pound guys out there who can really, really play like Byron can, and who are available, you know, that don't end up at an Alabama or an LSU or somewhere like that. And when you're able to land one, I mean, it's just massive. And so you watch Byron Murphy's tape and his film, and you can kind of see exactly what he could bring to the table for this, you know, Baylor roster and for Dave Aranda's defense. I mean, it can't be, you know, overstated how big of a pickup this is to land a four-star guy like this.
How much of this is just getting guys like this is the presence of Dave Aranda himself, who already had all these inroads?
Yeah, I think it's definitely a big deal. And I think a lot of guys, especially the defensive players, recognize, you know, he won a national championship. Now, I know he wasn't the head coach, so there's maybe, you know, something to that, but he did coach a national championship level defense. And I think that really resonates with recruits. And I think you're seeing it. This has been a great class so far. And I mean, when you land 14 commits in 4 months, you're doing something right.
Grayson, the class is starting to fill up now, and I know they've still got, you know, some 2020 guys, although that pool's starting to thin a little bit that they were potentially looking at or are potentially looking at. But here they are now with 16 commitments, I believe now four along the D-line with Murphy joining the fold. Can you kind of reset the table on what they're looking at the rest of the way as far as, you know, potential numbers and also the positions that are still looking to be filled?
Yeah, so I mean, if you look at the class right now, 16 commits. I think, again, we've kind of been working with the number somewhere between, in my mind, 22, 24, somewhere around that. And you don't want to fill up too quickly, especially with the circumstances that everyone's been dealt right now with COVID. You know, you want to have time to go evaluate these guys during their senior season, find the guys that could blow up, and have room for those type of guys. So I think that's going to be a huge factor as things continue to roll on. I think Baylor's in a great spot with a few guys, and I would say that, you know, they're still going to address the secondary. They're still going to address the offensive line big time. I still think they're going to make quite a few additions there. And truthfully, I think they could add another defensive lineman. I think this is going to be a defensive line heavy class. I think they'll take at least one more, maybe two more. So I think that's kind of where they're at right now, but there's still a long way to go, and there's still a lot of factors that they're going to have to deal with, especially as, you know, guys are able to take visits elsewhere and as guys are able to take visits to Baylor. A lot could change.
Your recruiting class, no matter what college you are, especially if you're a school in Texas or anywhere, if you can get into South Dallas in that I-35 area, south of the Dallas area or anywhere in Dallas, but especially there with Duncanville and Cedar Hill and DeSoto.
Midway's new district, basically.
Yeah, Midway's new district, exactly. And then if you got into Houston and did what you could do down there and a couple of other places, you could be set. How much does it help to get a player from that area between South Dallas and Waco? How much could that lead to somebody else that's at one of those schools or even in DeSoto joining the 2021 class, in your opinion?
Yeah, I think it can play a huge factor if you're able to do it early enough. I mean, a lot of people, I think, are looking into Byron Murphy committing and going, oh, well, look at the guy that plays right next to him. Shamar Turner. Is that going to be something that maybe Shamar Turner, he's a top 10 player in the state, but is that going to be something that maybe that connection helps there? I would call that very doubtful right now, but I will tell you, I do think that Byron Murphy, there's a lot of guys that know him, a lot of guys that Byron Murphy knows throughout that area and who have played against him, played with him. And I think that it could be a big deal, especially as we start getting down to, you know, as you start finding new guys that could pop up on the radar, DeSoto, Cedar Hill, kind of, you know, a lot of schools in that area, Duncanville could have guys that have major senior seasons and then get a Baylor offer. And then there you go. You have a huge connection there. So I think that's where you're really going to see the possible connection happening. I'm not sure that there's a top guy right now that I'm like, oh, Byron Murphy's going to really move the needle immediately, if that makes sense.
Thank you, Grayson. Great stuff all over it. Had the story posted and the Byron Murphy the second, and also your crystal ball predictions, whatever you guys do, you had that nailed. That stirred up a little bit of a thread about 2 weeks or whatever. There were everyone look at the predictions, and there you were, along with others, Brian and others, Colt, with Byron Murphy the second. Thanks for your time. That's Grayson Grundhaefer on Fridays at 3:45 from Sikkim365.com. He got the gray area out, the top 25 in Texas. His list, not the others, his list. His list, based on watching film and much more. And he does the podcast